弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们在交通以前再有个祷告。
Let's have words of prayers before sharing.
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
生命、气息、动作、存留，都是在乎你。
For life, breath, and our deeds is all depending on you.
我们再一次为着 David Chen 弟兄向你仰望。
Once again, we pray for our brother Davidson.
求你在他身上显出生命气息、动作存留的宝座的权柄，和在我们救主耶稣基督拯救当中蒙恩当在主恩典里面的那样的显明。
Pray that you manifest the authority of the throne and also.The salvation of the grace of our Lord Jesus upon our brother.
我们求你医治他。
Pray that you heal him.
他在这样的一个境况中需要怎样的帮助？我们求主你调度万有来帮助他。
Pray that you move all things to help our brother.
我们求你医治他，恢复他，使他可以预备好迎接你自己的再来。
Pray that you heal him and restore him so that he can be ready for your return.
愿他蒙了恩典，成为我们众人的激励。
So that the grace he receives can become our encouragement.
我们无依无靠地交托你。
Without any other dependence, we look upon you.
不管他受的伤有多严重。
Regardless of how serious his injury is.
生命的主，你掌管一切。
The Lord of life, you are in control of all things.
你赐给他生命，你赐给他恢复，我们众人把赞美感谢归给你。
You've given him life and given him the recovery, and we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
我们也求你使我们能够更积极的预备迎接你自己的再来。
And also pray that you can help us to be even more positively to prepare for your return.
我们是在求你借着你的话再向我们的心说话。
Do pray that once again speak to our hearts through your words.
因为你知道我们需要你的话。
For you know we need your words.
把说话的、翻译的、听话的都无依无靠交在你手中。
Without any other dependence, we commit the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen unto your hands.
我们一同等候你。
Together we wait before you.
求你触摸我们的心。
Do pray that you touch our hearts.
求你将你的话从宝座倾倒下来。
Pour down your words from the throne.
我们承认我们是愚昧的人。
We confess we are the foolish people.
我们承认如果你不说话，我们就没有得着。
We confess if you do not speak, we gain nothing.
我们承认我们需要你圣灵在我们每一位身上做人所不能做的工作。
We confess that we need your Holy Spirit to do the work that man cannot do on each one of us.
一切无依无靠的交托你。
We lift up everything unto you.
愿你得到荣耀。
May you receive glory.
众儿女，你的教会得到建造。
And all the children in your church be edified.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。好，我们再读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scripture.
启示录二十二章。
Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 7.
看啊，我必快来。凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
十二节。
Verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹。都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride said, Come, and let him that hears say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
再请看马太福音二十五章。
Please look at Gospel of Matthew chapter 25.
我们从十三节读到第三十节。
Let's read from verse 13 through 30.
十三节。
13.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour within the Son of Man comes.
十四节是接着十三节的，十四节跟十三节中间有一个字没有翻译，因为。
Verse 14 is the continuation of verse 13, and in between those two verses, there is a word for which has not been translated.
所以十四节应该说是因为天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
Verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了二千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。
And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。
Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents.
那领二千的也照样另赚了二千。
And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2.
但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
But he that had received 1, went and dig in the earth and hid his Lord's money.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
After a long time, the Lord of those servants comes and reckoned with them.
那领五千银子的又带着那另外的五千来，说，主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看，我又赚了五千。
And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那领二千的也来说，主啊，你交给我二千银子，请看，我又赚了二千。
He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那里一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要聚敛。
Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sowed, and gathering where thou hast not strawed.
我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看，你的原银子在这里。
And I was afraid, and when I hid thy talent in the earth, look, thou, there thou hast That is thine.
主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方，既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要聚敛。
His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed.
就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。
Thou ought therefore to have put my money into the exchangers, and then at my coming I shall have received my own with usury.
夺过他这一千来， 给那有一万的。
Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has ten talents.
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要多过来。
For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这个比喻好像很熟悉，但事实上很陌生。
This seems very familiar, but actually it's very strange to us.
为什么呢？因为很多人用这个比喻。
Because many people use this parable.
因为五千、两千、一千常常被使用。
Because five talents, two talents, and one talent is being used often.
那我们这种人呢，常常说是一千的。
And often we say ourselves are the ones have one talent.
啊，所以呢，谁是五千的呢？
So who are those with five talents?
可能是那常常开福音特会的人。
Might those who often have gospel meetings.
或者常常在大聚会、大特会来服侍的人。
Or those who serve in the big conference.
像我们从来不在那种地方服侍的。
Like us who have never served in those big conference.
可能这里讲的五千呢，跟我们没关系。
It might be that seems like we have nothing to do with those five talents.
不但五千没关系，恐怕连两千都没关系。
Not only we have nothing to do with the five talents, but also nothing to do with the two talents.
所以，就着我以前很早的所听到这段圣经的交通。
So from what I have heard regarding the sharing of these verses,
我听到那个交通的结果就是，这段圣经好像跟我不太有关系。
The result of what I heard was, it seems I had nothing to do with those.
关系不那么大。
Not much to do with myself.
有了，但我可能变成那个以前藏起来的那个。
It might have something to do with me, but I'm the one who hits the one talent away.
我必须承认，这一段圣经，我很多年很多年。不能明白。
I have to confess that it's been many years I couldn't understand this verse of Bible.
我不晓得经常读圣经的弟兄姊妹，你对这段圣经能明白不能明白
？I don't know for those of you who read the scripture often, do you understand these verses?
我实在从心里承认，多年不能明白。
I truly confess with my heart that I couldn't understand it for many years.
但是靠着主恩典，主现在让我可能明白一点。
But by Lord's grace, I start to understand a little bit.
所以我就把我所明白的可能不完全，但是呢，可能有一点参考的价值，我们大家彼此交通。
So I would like to share with you that which I understand a little bit, which might be a little reference to you.
首先，这个讲到十三节说，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰。你们不知道。
Verse 13 says, Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherewith the Son of Man comes.
希望这一句话刻在我们的心上。
Hope that this verse can engrave on our hearts.
不只是刻在我们的心上，圣灵常常的提醒我们。
Not just engrave on our hearts, but the Holy Spirit often reminds us.
要警醒。
Be watchful.
不要睡着了。
Do not fall asleep.
要醒过来。
Wake up.
因为那日子那时辰不知道。
For you know neither the day nor the hour.
我想这段话，我从不明白到明白，有几个对我来讲是一个关键的影响。啊，我靠着主恩典，我今天也许讲不完，但是我靠着主恩典，这个关键的影响给大家参考。
I think from not understanding this verse until I understand a little bit, there are some important turning points which has influenced me, which I would like to share with you. I might not be finished all those points.
为什么我觉得十三节这么重要？
Why do I feel verse 13 is so important?
十九节有这么一句话。
Verse 19 says,
他说过了许久，那些仆人来，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们。算账。
Says after a long time, the Lord of those servants come and reckon with them.
我想我们成为基督徒，很不想听这句话。
I think for us become Christians do not like to hear this.
有一天主要跟我们算账。
One day the Lord will come to reckon with us.
算什么账
What does he want to take account for?
怎么个算法？
How does he do it?
这是一个清楚的账还是糊涂账？
Is the bookkeeping very clear or it's not?
这个算账这个词哈，其实是两个字，一个是计算，另外一个字 word 就是画那个字。
The word reckon is actually with two words. One is to calculate, and the other one is word.
所以主要跟我们算账，它的根据在哪里？
So what's the base of when our Lord comes to try to reckon the account with us?
如果因为这个词哈，我多年不能明白。
It's been many years I couldn't understand this word.
为什么算账是根据他讲的话，或者根据圣经的话呢？
Why does reckon the account has to do based on his words or the words in the Bible?
我就不懂为什么圣灵要用这个字说算账是算他的话来算账。
I don't understand why the Holy Spirit would like to use this reckon as the basis of his word to reckon with us.
好。我们，你把这个事实记得，这个算账是算他的话，是算话。
So you have to remember to reckon is to have the basis of his words.
好，所以主人跟我们算账的话都是清楚的，因为他的话很清楚。
So it's very clear when he reckons with us because his words are very clear.
不像我们可能算账的时候可能漏这个漏那个，不是这样。
Unlike us, when we do the bookkeeping, it might be we miss this or that.
所以。那日子那时辰你们不知道。
So you know neither the day nor the hour.
然后又说又算账是根据他的话来算账。
And also to reckon is based on his words.
你有没有发现这里好像对我们有个提醒。
So don't you feel there's a reminder for us?
神的话在主来的时候句句都要摆在我们眼前一起来算算看。
When Lord comes back, each word of Lord's word will put in front of us and taken into reckon.
因为还有另外一个，他说你们不要喜欢说显话，对不对？然后呢，为什么呢？到主来的时候呢，句句都要供出来，就要算账，这也是算我说的话。
And also there is another place says that do not gossip because when the Lord comes back, each word you said will be put in front of you.
所以我建议弟兄姊妹，你如果是无心要说什么话，但是你常常会说出来，你需要求主拯救你。
So I do suggest, brothers and sisters, if you often carelessly say some words which is not truly from your heart, then we need the Lord to deliver us from this.
为什么我现在讲的是另外一面？我们说的什么闲话，到时候句句都要供出来。
So this is the other side, which is all the gossip words we said, each word will be reckoned.
你知道我们这个人常常不能担负责任。
You know that us who are very, it's very hard for us to bear any responsibility.
我明明说的那个话，然后呢？当有人指说你不是说过那个话吗？啊，没有，那是我无心的。
It's true that we said certain words, but when other people remind us we have said certain words, then we say, oh, we just say that carelessly.
是不是这样的情况常常发生在我们身上
？Isn't that some these circumstances often happen to us?
但是面对主再来，这个问题要认真的解决。
But we have to seriously resolve this issue to face Lord's return.
因为我们也许就说啊，没关系，我无心说一下的，没什么无伤大雅，没什么坏处。
It might be that we thought we just say those words very carelessly, that might not be much harm.
所以我们常常我伤害了人家，但我一点都不觉得我伤害人家。
So it might be very often that I have hurt someone, but I did not even realize it.
我大学的时候有一个同学哈，他常常说一句话。我内心在淌血。
One of my college classmates often say that my heart is bleeding.
我印象很深刻，他动不动说我内心在淌血。
I have a very deep impression about this. He often say that my heart is bleeding.
你知道吗？我们说话人说的很简单，但你可能让听话的人内心在淌血。
The one who says those words might think everything seems so careless or simple, but those who listen to what you said, you have made them hearts bleeding.
任何不准确、不是事实的话，不是在主面前站立的话，都可能产生很大的负面的影响。
Any inaccurate words or does not form the truth of the Lord, which might have a great negative impact.
教会如果让我们觉得宝贵的话，就是弟兄姊妹在话语上不要让别人淌血。
Anything that's precious of the church is that when brothers sisters when you speak, do not let other people's heart bleed.
应该是我们的话是彼此建造。
Our words should edify each other.
要带着生命的供应。
Should with the provision of life.
带着复活的大能。
With the power of resurrection.
那反过来主的话呢，要在我们心中，非常非常的看重。
On the other hand, the words of the Lord should have a very important importance in our hearts.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，我有问过弟兄姊妹的问题，我也问我自己：你信主，你读圣经，到现在，有几句话是可以摆在你在主再来的时候，你说这个话？主，我已经进入这个话的时机了。
I have asked brothers, sisters, and also myself that as you believe the Lord and read the Bible, how many of those words that when the Lord comes back can truly put before the Lord and say, I have already entered into their reality?
好，这个话题我暂时先停一下，我先转到另外一个话题。
So I will stop this for now and turn to a different subject.
那在第十四节说，天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来。那这里有一个仆人。
Verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants. The word servant.
刚才我们这个读的这个启示录二十二章，其实二十一章到二十二章提到了神的儿女，或者说一个在新天新地里面的人有五种身份，或者五个地位，或者五个身份。
In the book of Revelation chapter 21 and 22, it mentions that in the new heaven and new earth, someone has five different positions there.
第一个身份是羔羊的心腹。
First is the bride of the lamb.
羔羊的妻。
The bride of the lamb.
那这个身份对于我们信主人来讲有什么意义？
So what does this position mean to us who believe the Lord?
今天我们信主的人将来就成为羔羊的妻。
For us who believe the Lord will become the bride of the Lamb in the future.
那这个羔羊的妻是，这如果是基督是丈夫，我们是妻子，有什么特别？
So if the Christ is the husband and we are his wife, so what's so special about being the bride of the Lamb?
这个妻子一定是被基督的爱，被神的爱完全充满。
This wife must be fully filled by the love of God and Christ.
所以教会应该是被基督的爱，被神的爱来充满。
So church should be fully filled by the love of God and Christ.
但是呢，反过来呢，妻子应该怎么样？顺服丈夫。
But on the other hand, wife should obey the husband.
所以不只是地位上的顺服，而是实际行动上的顺服。
So not just obeying position, but also in actual deeds.
所以这个是在永恒里面的，这是个永恒的地位哦，不是一个暂时的地位。
And that's an eternal position, not just temporal.
那我们是什么时候进入这个地位呢？
So when do we enter into such position?
其实你信主就进入这个地位的这个交通里面去了。
You enter into the fellowship of this position as soon as you believe the Lord.
所以你就知道说，我们来到主面前，被主的爱所充满，然后我们顺服主，这是一个很宝贵的功课。
So you know that it's a very precious lesson that we come before the Lord and being filled by His love and we obey the Lord.
为什么我一直讲主的爱，我不讲人的爱？
Why do I keep mentioning the love of the Lord and not mention the love of man?
有可能没有人爱你，但是主的爱把你充满。
It might be nobody loves you, but Lord's love fills in you.
所以你千万不要把一想到主的爱的时候，神的爱，基督的爱的时候，只想到人对你多好，不一定，不一定是到这个层次。
So do not always think that when you think of the love of the Lord, it's that the love of man.
有可能人弃绝你，有可能人轻看你，有可能人污蔑你，但是神的爱充满你。
It might be men despise you or misunderstood you, but the love of God fills you.
所以这第一个身份地位是值得我们注意的。
So we have to pay important attention to the first position.
你若今天信主之后，你愿意活在这里面，你应该常常被神的爱充满。
If after believe the Lord, you are willing to dwell in this, therefore you will be filled by the love of God.
你如果尝过被主爱充满的滋味，你更愿意顺服主。
If you have tasted how good it is to be filled by the love of God, then you are even more willing to obey Lord.
就是你周围有重大的势力拦住你信主，拦住你顺服主，你还是要顺服主，因为主的爱充满你。
Even if there are so much powerful things around you that hinders you from obeying the Lord, but as you are being filled by the love of God, you still will obey the Lord.
所以我们必须要学这个功课。
So we have to learn this lesson.
你知道，我们被带到神的儿女当中，但是不是只在神的儿女当中，我们是应当被带到主的宝座前，主的同在里面。
As we are being brought among the children of God, but we should not just remain among the children of God, but we should be brought before the throne of God.
如果只有所谓的神的儿女这个，但知道有的聚会是没有。那个神的同在是不明显的。
If it's just among the children of God, but you know that some of the gatherings does not have very obvious presence of the Lord.
你只有顺服主的人才能够丰富的经历主的同在。
Only those who obey the Lord can abundantly experience His presence.
你只有团体的顺服主，你这个团体才充满主的同在和显现。
Only when you corporately obey the Lord, then cooperating, then you can be filled with the manifestation of the Lord's presence.
所以这个身份地位是值得注意的。
So this position we have to pay much attention to.
今天我们做他的身体，将来做他的心腹。
Today, as being his body, and in the future, we will be his bride.
今天要学会做基督的肢体，将来就会显出那羔羊期的荣美出来。
Today we learn to be the members of the body of Christ. Then in the future, the manifestation of the beauty of the bride of the Lamb shall be manifested.
今天我们如果忽略这个，你就发现我们缺的好像不知道是缺了什么东西。
If we ignore this today, then you feel we are lacking something.
好，第二个，启示录二十一章第二个身份是我们是他的子民。
And second position in Book of Revelation chapter 21 is that we are His people.
就是我们是他国度里面的人。
We are those in His kingdom.
啊，当然，你讲国度、讲子民，可以讲很多方面。
Of course, there are different aspects when we talk about kingdom or His people.
但是呢，我想特别请您，就是说跟大家一起注意到一点，就是神的义已经遮盖了我们。
But the point we have to pay attention to is that the righteousness of God has already covered us.
不但神的义遮盖我们，而且怎么样说，神的义也从圣徒身上活出来了。
Not only His righteousness has covered us, but also we live out His righteousness.
所以在启示录十九章说，羔羊的期预备好了，就得蒙恩得怎么样，得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。什么是光明洁白的细麻衣？就是圣徒所行的义。
So Book of Revelation chapter 19 says that the bride of the Lamb is adorned ready and then put on the fine linen, clean and white. What is this fine linen? Which is the righteousness of saints.
所以信主人不但是穿上义袍，而且这个义的生命呢，能够活出来，能够见证出来，能够把神的义怎么说，就是供应出来。
So those of us believe the Lord not only put on the robe of righteousness of God, but also the life of this righteousness can be manifested and testified and also live out.
那这里牵涉一点就是说，称义到底是什么意思？
So it has to do with what is the meaning of justification.
如果你常常听传福音聚会的传福音，
If you often hear the gospel during the gospel gatherings.
你大概常常听到的称义就是说，因为我们有罪，我罪得赦免。
Most likely, you often hear the meaning of justification is that we can be justified and because we are sinners.
我是个罪人，我犯罪了，我罪得赦免。
I'm a sinner. I have sinned, and my sins are forgiven.
但是你如果仔细再读圣经各个地方，你仔细读一读就知道。
But if you read the scripture very carefully,
称义比我们一般所想象的罪得赦免要大很多。
To be justified is actually much greater than what we think about sins being forgiven.
那我们就先要知道怎么叫做不义。
So first we have to know what is unrighteousness.
律法简单是两块法板。
For the laws, simply speaking, there are two tablets of stones.
一块是人跟神的关系。
One of the tablets has to do with the relationship between God and man.
这是第一到第四条。
That's the first through four commandments.
第二块是人跟人的关系。
And the second tablet has to do with the relationship between man and man.
我们一般可能只注意到说，哦，我犯罪了，所以我是得罪神。
Usually we just thought that since I sin, so I sin against God.
但是呢，我得罪了弟兄呢，或我得罪了朋友呢，好像没什么关系。
But it seems it's okay if I sin against brothers or friends.
所以呢，我们说，哦，我已经罪得赦免了，但是呢，我继续得罪弟兄，继续得罪那些。
So we say that it's good that our sins have been forgiven, but I continue to sin against brothers or other friends.
但是律法是什么性质呢？你犯一条等于犯众条。
But the law, the characteristics of law is that if you sin against one of them, it means that you sin against all of them.
所以呢，我就是很小，我就说个谎，但是呢，我已经是犯罪了。
Even if it's just something small, such as I lied, but I already sinned.
所以这是一个简单讲什么？律法是讲到人跟神的关系，人跟人的关系。
So law means that vertically has to do with the relationship between God and man, and also horizontally is the relationship between man and man.
不义就是我跟神的关系，照着神看不对了，不义。
Unrighteousness means that in God's eyes, my relationship with God is wrong.
我跟人的关系，照着神创造人，神要人，神这个被造人应该是怎样的关系？照着神那样的关系，我违反了，我一样是不义。
And my relationship with man also in God's eyes, according to His creation, I'm also wrong, which is unrighteous.
所以，什么叫称义？称义我是恢复了跟神的关系。我也恢复了跟人的关系。
So what is justification? That is the restoration of my relationship with God and also my relationship with man.
你如果听懂我讲这些东西，你就会明白为什么保罗会去责备彼得。
If you understand what I said, then you understand why Paul rebuked Peter.
保罗怎么责备彼得？
How did Paul rebuke Peter?
如果按照得救的先后顺序的话，保罗胆子太大了。
Based on the order of their how, well, who first got saved, then Paul seemed so brave.
因为彼得原来跟外邦人在一起吃饭。
Peter supped together with the Gentiles.
然后呢，一听说从雅各那边的人来，哇，他紧张了，然后呢，马上跟外邦人就隔开了。
So as soon as Peter heard those from James arrived, then he got nervous and he separated from the Gentiles.
然后这个分开呢，马上保罗一看到说，你这样做不对，你这样与福音的真理不合。
When Paul saw the separation, he said that this you are wrong and this is not in according with the truth of the gospel.
所以呢，加拉太书第二章，保罗责备彼得之后，马上又在说什么是称义的意思。
So immediately after Paul rebuked Peter, once again Paul mention about the meaning of justification.
所以主把我们人跟人之间的关系恢复，是什么时候恢复的？
So when does God restore the relationship between us and man?
就是主耶稣被钉十字架，主耶稣在十字架上完成工作的时候就恢复了。
is restored upon the time that our Lord Jesus crucified on the cross and finished his work.
那我跟 JR 的关系怎么恢复呢?
How does my relationship with JR being restored?
我得救的时候,我进入就跟 JR 就恢复了。
As soon as I got saved,Then I enter into salvation, then it's restored.
JR 不需要做我的好朋友才恢复。
JR does not need to be my good friend in order to restore the relationship.
因为他比我先在主里面。
For he has been saved before me.
然后后来我又进来，我一进来，哎，我就跟他就已经恢复了。
And later I got saved, as soon as I enter into salvation, then it's restored.
然后我就说，然后但是我因为我不认识，我不明白。
Then I say that, oh, I didn't really understand.
和 JR 我不熟了，我不要跟他在一起。
I don't really know about JR, so I don't want to be with him.
JR 是台湾人，台北人，我是高雄人，不能在一起。
JR is from Taipei, Taiwan, and I'm from Kaohsiung, so it's different city, so I cannot be with him.
你不要看我讲得很真的哦，我在大学的时候，我同学就这样分了，台北的，台北以外的，这样分的，你知道吗？
Actually, those are facts.When I was in university, my classmates tried to separate themselves from me because they are from different cities.
台北跟台北的在一起，不是台北跟不是台北的在一起。
Those who come from the same city, they stay together, and those from different cities, they stay together.
这是世界。
That's the world.
这不是教会。
That's not church.
真正教会怎么样？我一得救，我就跟 JR 应该在一起。
Church is that as soon as I got saved, I should be together with our brother.
我虽然不熟，没有什么太多的接触，但我知道他是我的弟兄。
Even though I'm not familiar with him, I don't interact much with him, but I know he's my brother.
我以前不常在一起，但现在要把握机会在一起，因为主把我们摆在一个聚会当中，所以我们要一起在主里成长。
In the past, I did not have much chance to be together with him, but now I have to take hold of the opportunity because the Lord has put us together and be in the same meeting, therefore we should grow together.
不需要等到接啊，有一天特别的帮助我，特别的对我做什么好事，我说啊，这是我的弟兄。不需要等这个。
We don't have to wait until that one day if JR specially helps me or gives me somebenefit, then I start to be closer to him.
希望我们能明白这一点。
Hope that we can understand this.
好，第二个身份，子民。
So the second position, people and the kingdom.
啊，所以你会啊，你会发现什么？到新耶路撒冷的时候，现在我们今天哈，我们是处在我们得救了，也许我们周围很多人没有得救，所以我们是得救的跟没得救是混在一起的。
Today, it might be that we are saved, and then among us, there are many unbelievers. So, it's the unbelievers and those who are saved are mixed together.
可是将来的新耶路撒冷城是怎么样的？不义的全在外面，得救的在生命册里面的全在里面，是分开的。
But during the time of New Jerusalem, it will be those unsaved are outside of it, and those who are on the Book of Life who are saved.Are inside and they are separated.
然后这个通通在耶路撒冷城里面的熟的不熟的同一个时代不同一个时代的性格相同性格不相同的通通在一起。
And those are in the New Jerusalem, whether you know the person or not, whether you are from different times or not, that or same personality or not, but you are all together.
但他们在一起都不会发生问题。
But when they are all together, there will be no issues with one another.
不再有悲哀，不再有哭嚎，不再有痛苦。
There's no more sorrow, no more weeping, and no more afflictions.
这个事情什么时候做成的？
So what has this been done? When has this been done?
主耶稣在十字架上就做成了。今天我们在经历当中要被带到这个时机。
Lord Jesus, when he was on the cross, it has already been done. And today in our experience, we should be entered into its reality.
第三个身份地位。
Then the third position.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
那不是神的儿女了，是那都是神的儿子，都长大成熟了。
No longer the children of God, but all the Son of God.
所以神的儿子什么？能够把神的生命性情完全的彰显出来。
The Son of God can be fully manifest the characteristics and the nature of God.
能够与基督一同承受神的所有的丰富。
can receive all the abundance of the riches of God together with Christ.
神的儿子也说明什么？是在神的家里面。
And the Son of God also means it's in the household of God.
所以今天把我们带到教会里面，教会有一面的意义是什么？神的家。
So as today we are being brought into church, one meaning of the church is that the house of God.
那这个神的家，所以我们今天就需要在神的家学会做儿子。
So since it's the house of God, so today we should learn to be sons in the house of God.
我们如果没有学会做儿子，神的家就很不像神的家。
If we do not learn to how to be sons, then the house of God cannot be like a house.
我们明明是弟兄，彼此都是弟兄，弟兄姊妹，对不对？
We are brothers with one another.
但是呢，我们偏偏要说，哎呀，某某医生，某某教授，某某董事长，你会发现这个好像他在地上的成就成为怎么样说，成为我们当然尊重，但是好像到了教会来，这个东西变成把弟兄的经历上呢就压下去了。
But if we still emphasize on calling certain people doctors or PhD or CEO, then it's actually we put down the lower the position as brothers.
今天我们在地上所有的成就都是暂时的。
All of our achievements on earth are temporal today.
我们都是弟兄，是永远的。
It is eternal that we are all brothers.
我们如果学会做儿子，应该要学会做弟兄。
If we learn how to be sons, then we should also learn how to be brothers.
学会怎样活在父的面前，也学会怎么样把弟兄当作弟兄对待。
We learn how to live before our father and also learn how to treat our brothers as brothers.
所以这是一个宝贵的学习，神的家。然后呢，第四个身份地位。
So that's a very precious learning to be in the household of God. And the fourth position is
做王到永远。
To be kings in eternity.
当然今天我们没有这个王的这个 title 或者这些。
Of course, today we don't have the title as being king.
但是呢，主说怎么样？到你进到新天新地的时候，这些在里面是做王到永远。
But the Lord says that when you enter into new heaven and earth, then those who are in it will be kings forever.
但今天呢，今天我们就应该要学会让主做王。
Today we should learn to let Lord be the king.
你知道，有的人做王，大家都觉得哇，都很受造就。
For certain people to be king, everybody feels being edified.
有的人一做王呢，哇，一塌糊涂。就拆毁，什么都拆毁。
For certain people to be king, then it will be full of distraction.
你光看最近的选举就知道，因为这是选王嘛，对不对？
If you just look at the election recently,
有一个人是大家都很怕的，你知道，很怕他去做王，你知道吗？
One of them is that everyone is so afraid that he becomes the king.
你知道他刚刚是这样，马上又是另外那个样。哇，你知道这个你怎么就你怎么去得他的帮助啊？
With his actions, it's very hard to receive help from him.
一下子把你像蚂蚁一样掐死，一下子就是啊，你是怎么样啊？你知道，你如果在这种人面前，你什么滋味啊
？As he changes a lot, so how would you feel before this kind of people?
那今天基督在我们身上做王，你如果真的学会这个功课，你在将来做王，你一定是一个很棒的王。
For if you truly learn the lesson of Christ being the king on us today, that in the future it will be a good king.
好，第五个身份是什么？
Then what is the fifth position?
就是这章讲的仆人。
That is what this chapter talks about, servant.
仆人。
Servant.
圣经有个诗篇有一句话说，重大和测不透的事情，我不敢信。
The being servant, there's a in some there's a verse says that unsearchable things which I dare not to do.
仆人，圣经里面看到那个真正好的仆人什么？ 他知道主人心意是什么。
From the Bible, we know the good servants truly know the will of their masters.
所以他若是个仆人的话，他已经站在他该站的那个地方，他在看那个主人要说什么，或有什么手势来告诉他做什么。
For if he is a servant, he should stay in the position which he should stand and look at his master, what does he say and what his hand's gesture should be.
所以有的好的仆人哈，是主人连话都还没出口，他已经知道神的意，那个主人的意思。
So for good servants, even before the master say anything, he already knows what the master's heart is.
所以仆人要什么？耳朵要很灵敏的。
So the servants need to have very good ears.
啊，所以你知道，其实我们，你说长大麻风，长大麻风洁净的时候是要发生什么事呢
？So you know that when the leper is being cleansed.
长大麻风污秽，对不对？但是长大麻风被他得医治洁净的时候，要用羔羊的血抹耳朵、耳垂、右耳垂，要抹右手指的右手的大拇指，右脚的。大拇指。
For when a leper is being cleansed, he should use the blood of the lamb to put on his right earlobe and right thumb and also right big toe.
就是这个长大麻风的人，他耳朵是不能听的。
Because this leper, he could not hear with his ears.
他所做的是污秽的。
And what he did was filthy.
他所走的是走向灭亡的。
The way he walked was toward destruction.
但是他得了医治，用宝血洁净右耳垂，右手大拇指，右脚大拇指。
But as he's being healed, so the precious blood should cover, so should cleanse his earlobe and the right thumb and his big toe.
然后呢，膏油抹右耳垂，右手大拇指，右脚大拇指。
And also the anointing oil should be on his right earlobe and also right thumb and also his right big toe.
这耳朵要能听圣灵的声音，手要能照圣灵的去做，脚能够行着圣灵所带领我们走的。
Ears should be able to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Hand, thumb should be able to do the things Holy Spirit would like us to do, and we should walk the way Holy Spirit would like us to walk.
所以没有一个健康的耳朵，不能做仆人。
So if we do not have healthy ears, we cannot be servants.
没有一个健康的眼睛，没有办法做仆人。
If we do not have healthy eyes, we cannot be servants.
因为听错了，就做错了。
If we hear it wrong, then we do it wrong.
看错了，当然也做错了。
If we see something wrong, and of course we do something wrong.
那仆人很重要的话，主人的话是什么
？So for being servants, it's important to know the words of the master.
啊，所以你知道主人的话，他主人说是，别人都不能讲什么。
So as you know the words of the master, if the master says yes, then other people cannot say something else.
所以这一章给我们看到说，我们要怎么样学会做仆人。
So this chapter shows us how we should learn to be servants.
这个做仆人，啊，你说我再给他看另外一个词哈。这个词呢，他主人交给他的都是银子哈。那个英文翻译都 money 就不对了，是 money 就是钱，你知道，钱不一定是银子，对不对？钞票也是钱。
So what the master has given the servants are all the silver, the talents.
所以呢，这个主人给的是银子啊，这个是银子是代表救赎，圣经讲的银子代表救赎。
So what the master has given are the silver. In Bible, silver means redemption.
但这个银子呢是有重量的。
But those silver have weight.
中文的翻译就不太准，什么五千、两千、一千，其实是五个他连德。两个他连德跟一个他连德。
It's five talents, two talents, and one talent.
那他连德是一个重量的单位，他连到底有多重
？Talent is the unit of weight. So exact, so how much do they weigh？
哦，看你量什么东西哈，它的有好多种。但如果是量银子的话，一个他连德是45公斤。
If you weigh the silver, then one talent is 45 kilograms.
但如果是量金子的话呢？一个他连的是90公斤，91公斤。
But if you weigh gold, then one talent is 90 kilograms.
但不管是量，不管怎样，不管是45公斤也好，91公斤也好，它都是有重量。
But regardless of whether it's 45 kilogram or 90 kilogram, it has the weight.
而且对我们这些人来讲的话，这个重量呢，我们不能抱得太久。
And this weight to us is heavy, so we cannot keep holding it.
所以呢，这里讲到说五个他连德，两个他连德，一个他连德。
So here it talks about 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent.
所以这个可以讲，你可以从重量的角度去看它，但从重量的角度呢，你可以从另一个角度去体会它是一个负担。
So if you look at it from the aspect of the weight, it can also become a burden.
啊，而且呢，这里呢，这个五个他连德是从哪里来的呢？主人给的。
So where does this 5 talents coming from? It's been given by the master.
啊，不但主人给，而且他在这一个第十五节说，按个人的才干给他们银子。啊，这是中文的翻译。
Not just given by the master, but it's given to every man according to his several ability.
啊，才我们一看才干哈，那就是我的能力啊。
When we look at ability, it seems like my capability.
没错，但是这个讲的是我们人的能力，没错。但是你再看下面，你会最容易明白。十六节，那领受五千的，啊，领受。
When we look at verse 16, it says that he that had received 5 talents.
所以你把这两个词放在一起，你就发现什么？一个是能力，是在我身上的能力。但是我是接受的能力。
So when you look at those two verses together, one is the ability, but it's being received ability.
有的人可以接受五他连德，有的人可以接受二他连德，但是每一个人至少都有一他连德。
For some can receive 5 talents, some can receive 2 talents, but at least each one will receive 1 talent.
所以呢，这个表示什么？这是接受的，你可以接受这个重量的多少，对不对？
So that's how much weight you can receive.
不但是接受重量多少，也是接受负担的多少。
Not just the weight you receive, but also how much burden you can receive.
这个他连德这个字哈，在原文的意思，除了那个重量之外呢，有负担的意思，还有经历的意思。经历 experience.
The original text of the word talent, on one hand it means burden, on the other hand it means experience.
所以呢，这个接受五他连德的，应该是接受负担多，经历也多。
So the one who receives 5 talents means he received more burden as well as experience.
那接受两他连德的，是接受两他连德的那情况。
And for the one who received 2 talents is that kind of situation.
但是不管怎样，至少都有一他连德。
But regardless, but at least one will receive 1 talent.
一他连德代表45公斤最少，或者91公斤。
One talent means at least 45 kilograms or at least 91 kilograms.
所以这是有重量。
So this has weight.
重量从哪里来？
Where does the weight come from?
你有没有发现重量从哪里来？
Have you noticed where does the weight come from?
如果从这段圣经来看的话，重量从主的话来。
If you look at this scripture, then you see the weight comes from the words of the Lord.
你会觉得信主会有重量吗？
Do you feel there's much weight when you believe the Lord?
你会觉得信主，主的话会受不了吗？
Do you feel that you cannot bear God's words? When you believe the Lord?
我已经没有时间了，我必须要停了。但是我在停以前呢，给大家读一段圣经。
Before I stop, I would like to read a place of scripture.
约翰福音第六章。
Gospel book of John chapter 6.
从六十节一直读起。
Start from verse 60 onward.
他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is an hard saying, who can hear it?
耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论， 就对他们说，这话是叫你们厌弃吗？
When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Does this offend you?
倘若你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样了？
What and if you should see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
只是你们中间有不信的人，耶稣从起头就知道，谁不信他，谁要卖他。
But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not, and who should betray him.
耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。
And he said, Therefore say I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him for my Father.
从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
Then said Jesus unto the twelve, Will you also go away?
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣说，我不是拣选你们十二个门徒吗？但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。
Jesus answered them, Have I not chosen you twelve, and one of you is a devil?
读这段话，你就发现主的话很有重量。
So you find that Lord's words is full of weight.
这个重量重到一个地步，很多人说这话太难了。
This is so heavy to the point that many say that those are so hard to understand.
你会不会觉得这话太难？
Do you
你会不会觉得许多的话受不了？
Do you feel that's so hard? And do you feel that it's hard to bear?
这不但是有人反映说这话太难，还有另外的反应是什么呢？退去了。
Not only many react that it's so hard to understand, but there are many also left.
退去了就好像那个好像把银子藏在那个什么地里一样，也可能不是，但也可能是像那样。
Those who left might be like the one that who hid his talent in the earth.
但是这里给我们看见说，主的话的确是有重量。
But here truly show us that the word of the Lord truly carries weight.
人如果没有好好跟主来到主面前，恐怕受不了这个重量。
If people do not follow the Lord and not come before the Lord, they might not bear this weight.
那主也跟十二个使徒讲，怎么样？你们觉得太重了？他们走，你也要不要走啊？
Lord also told the twelve that. So don't you feel it's heavy? If so, then they left. Do you also go away?
但有人接受了，就是彼得。他说：“你有永生之道，我还归从谁呢？”
But then Peter said that you have the words of eternal life. Who else do we go?
有人只发现重量，但是彼得发现什么？有生命，有永远的生命在里头。
Some people just notice the weight, but Peter realized there is the eternal life within.
是很重，但是呢，又充满了生命，充满了能力在里头。
It's truly very heavy, but it's full of life and power.
所以彼得说，不行，不走，我还要继续跟下去。
So Peter said, No, I'm not going away. I will continue to follow.
对不起啊，我只能讲到这一半，停在这里，因为时间的缘故。
Sorry, I have to stop here for now because of time.
但是呢，我相信你再去思考思考，依然有一点益处。
But I think you will gain much if you.
如果主愿意的话，我们还可以再继续思考一下。
If Lord's willing, then we can continue to think upon this.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话交回到你宝血和你大能的手中。
Lord, we offer back those words into your precious blood and your power.
如果能有可以帮助我们的话，求你赐给我们回头的亮光。
If there are any words that can help us. Do pray that you give us the light as we look back.
求你让我们因着这段话能够得益处，得建立。
That we can be edified and be benefited through those words.
因着这段话，主啊，你所要成就的， 能够成就在你的教会里，成就在每一个圣徒的身上。
And you can accomplish what you would like to accomplish on church and each one of us through those words.
我们求你，如果这段话还需要交通，求你给我们继续交通的供应，继续交通的恩典。
If we need to continue share those words, pray that you continue to provide us and give us the grace to continue.
我们谢谢你，让我们有读到这段话的机会。
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to read those words.
让我们在你面前能够有对的地位，有对的生活，有对的侍奉，也有对的在你面前讨你喜悦的光景。
So we have the right position, the right service, right life, and also the right condition before you.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
求主祝福你自己的话。
Pray that you bless your own words.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.